Besides having the right mindset, okay, say we've got the mindset, we've got the business plan, you know, we're ready to go, we've got the confidence and we've got the skills, okay, we've got this, we think we got it,
yeah.
Okay, now what? So, and this is something like, I'll give you an example. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I started, I think I've been through like 5 accountants.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
Yeah.
Pain. You don't get the right one. Mm-hmm. You're in trouble, my friend.
Yes.
And you only know when something's wrong when you know what you're doing.
Yeah. 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 That is true too. Where do you start? I wouldn't say you actually start. So a lot of the time when people have started being an entrepreneur, they'll say, I've registered my company, I've done my business plan, but no one will give me funding. I'm like, yeah, it's not how the journey actually is supposed to go. You need to be able to figure out how you actually deliver your first minimum viable kind of product or service to a customer. Until you have a customer, you don't actually have a business. So having a CIPC registration and a business plan doesn't mean you have a business. You have a business when you have a paying customer, or at least a customer who could pay in the future that is piloting or something at this stage. And this is why it's important to start a business in an area of expertise that you can immediately apply and add value to, so that you can get down and dirty and do the work right now to deliver what that client needs. There's no point saying, I've got a fantastic idea for this app, and as soon as I get funding, I can pay some developers and we can launch this business. I'm like,
There's so many people out there with big ideas,
yeah,
but they don't know how to action it.
Correct. And it's in the area where you've had your life experience that you can add the most distinctive value. It's very easy to say on industries you know nothing about, it's greener on the other side, I've got a fantastic idea. And somehow you think that people that are working in that industry day to day haven't thought of that. And maybe it's the implementation that's actually hard and you've got no line of sight to that because you're so far from it. And that's why I encourage people to work or start a business in an area they have really understood, because only then do you really understand what the customer problem is. Do you really understand what other solutions have been done and where the gaps really are in the implementation? Because it's almost never the quality of the idea, but how well you're going to be able to implement. And that requires, you know, practical on the ground experience. Start in those areas because that's where you really have knowledge. These other epiphanies are just, you know, mental masturbations. It's not real ideas. Work in the areas you have plowed sweat in.
I love that you just said mental masturbations.
Is this a a future leaders program,
or
is this a future leaders podcast, or is this a women's health? I don't know.
Hashtag mental masturbation, though. You need to challenge your mind. You need to go to the place where you just feel like you're done, but then you go the further spot and you get there. It's amazing.
Yeah,
don't toy and don't play around with yourself.
Don't tease me.
Yes.
I'm don't here to, yeah. get tease to climax to the yes. max that I can be.
Dead. I'm deceased.
I died deceased. 3 times.
I died 3 times. That's my thing. I literally just died 3 times, maybe 4. But what I liked about what you said was, make sure that there's value in what you're doing. And if we're not solving a problem, what you're doing?
Yeah. And it's not just solving a problem. It's solving a problem a lot better than what has been done before. So it's easy to solve a problem 2 or 3 times better than what is currently available in the market. But the only time you really scale, the only time you really crack it, is when it's 10 times better than the market comparable. And that's where people get lost. It's not just solving a problem. Are you solving it 10 times better? And it's very hard actually to get to 10 times better, which is then why you'll just have your little freelance outfit and it stays that size, because it's not actually 10 times better. It's 2 or 3 or 4 times better and you'll have your niche clientele. But is it going to be scalable? Is it going to change an industry? Then it has to be 10 times better.
I'm currently reading this book. It's quite well known and it's pretty old, but it's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I've never read it before. And what I'm taken by is the whole like sphere about, do you want to work for the rest of your life for money, or do you want your money to work for you? Mm-hmm. And it's deep. It hit me in my soul. I was like, shit. Well, right now I'm working for my money. And I'm like, I'm at that point where I'm asking all the questions about how do I get my money to work for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all need to get there.
We really do need to get there. And the reason why the self growth conversation is so important there is that believing that money can work from you is actually a state of deep confidence. Mm-hmm. Because most of us think that we need to just slave away, take whatever crumbs are coming off the table or whatever opportunity and work, you know, for the money to stay alive. We don't imagine that we can be in a position where things come to us. And that's a state of mind. And that's a state of abundance in your mind, or lack of abundance in your mind. And knowing that you've made the assumption that I'm a person who has to slave away for the rest of my life. That is a belief system that you have made with yourself. And if you don't know you've made it, well, you can't begin to change it.
Well, like the book says, it says like people will be content to have a paycheck that meets their requirements, and you balance your checkbook at the end of the month, and that's okay. But you'll always find yourself struggling because something else comes up.
Of course.
That's life. That's life. So to all the listeners.
Yes.
We need to make our money.
We need to
work.
Decide. Yeah, we need to decide we want more from life, and allowing yourself to want more is,
and that's
is a journey.
It starts with making that mindset, y'all.
So, what does it take to be a digital master in 2020 and in the future?
You'll see that there's a common thread in everything I talk about. And yes, becoming a digital master entails, you know, wanting to learn a bit more about some tech, whether it's big data or blockchain or whatever that might be. But none of those academic conversations are going to help if, you, again, you haven't come to understood the assumptions you make about how our world works. And a simple example I often use is if I asked you, what do you do when you need to get your groceries done? Most of us will say, you know, we get into the car, we drive to Spa or Pick and Pay, whatever, and we get some stuff in the store. We go to the checkout counter, we pay and we head home. And that's how we get our groceries done. But we don't realize that. And that's what our mom taught us or whatever else is. And because it's been part of our lives for so long, we believe this is how the world works. And for as long as you're not able to recognize that you have made an assumption over something that somebody made up a long time ago, and realize that it's actually an assumption that you can now change, you're not able to start using the technologies in the right way. So maybe instead of having to pull out your wallet at the checkout counter, you know, it automatically picked up which stuff you had bought as you walked out and it charges your credit card and you don't have to pull out your wallet. Or maybe you don't even have to go to the store yourself. You just order it on your app. Or maybe you don't even have to order it on your app. Maybe the sensors in your cupboards and fridge pick it up, order it for you, and it arrives. But to be willing to exploit the technologies that make that happen, from your mobile apps to your IoT sensors to your data analytics, all of those things require you to be willing to change the assumption about how I do my groceries. But again, if you can't see you have made that assumption, it doesn't matter what technologies you've learned. And there are so many things like that in our lives that govern how we perceive the world. And without unpacking that in your respective industry and the things you do, you probably find that you've accepted a lot of the things that customers get upset about. You've accepted all the things you waste time on in your industry. You've accepted it as this is just how things work and I just need to deal with it. And if you can't recognize that assumption, you can't say, actually, we can change this process. Actually, there's a new tech to do this. I don't need to do it this way. So it all starts with that self-work.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to maybe say that anything you're doing now, any routine or current way you know of doing something needs to be open to change. You can't just be like, this is it.
Correct.
Not in 2020.
Correct. Which is why young people are so much, find it more accessible because they haven't subscribed to the way things are for long enough. That they think it's unchangeable. And that's really what large established companies are battling with. They've done something for 20 years. They've gotten compensated well for it. They've even gotten promotions and bonuses for doing something that now is of significantly less value and you want to tell them to change.
And they're like, it's tough, it's worked for 20 years.
Yeah, and just made money for me. Why would this still be a problem?
That's such a big conversation.
It's your comfort zone, man. Mm. And people don't want to be taken out of their comfort zone. That's the whole thing, you know? How do we disrupt? How do we, you know, you have to, because it's going to disrupt you at the end of the day. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. It's here.
Yeah.
You know, it's been here for a while. Mm. You might be still okay, but talk to me in a couple of years' time. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
The people who make the money are the ones that are going to recognize the assumptions quicker because they've got greater self-awareness and are willing to change faster than the others.
Mm, absolutely. And I think that's also deeply linked to empathy.
Mm.
You know, how do I feel the need in the market? How do I feel what people actually need to solve a problem or what they're actually needing in the marketplace to make my life easier.
Yeah.
And until you can actually understand that on a human level, you're not going to be able to understand it on a digital level.
Exactly. Mm. So it still starts with people, and we shouldn't underestimate how your mind can overcompensate for things that don't work and how comfortable you get in it. I remember one time on my keyboard, the letter, the T, wasn't working anymore. And I had to do some manual thing to, you know, when I had to type in a T. And after 6 months, I was so used to it. I forgot that the T on the keyword doesn't. Yeah, I was copying. That's what I was doing. I couldn't remember now. And I forgot that the T in the keyboard didn't work. And I had accepted it as my new normal. And we do that with many, many things. And you've got to be willing to say, actually, this was an inefficiency. You can't keep doing this anymore.
Just because you do it well doesn't mean that you should be doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And like, get it again. It's a comfort zone, you know, but this really worked for me. But could you be doing it better?
Precisely. Yeah. And why when, you know, I found a way to make it manageable.
Mm. Yeah. Nah.
Mm. It's not efficient enough.
No, it's not. Sure. Okay, cool. So, I mean, within digital technology, we obviously got to get onto the topic of social media because it's there. And it, you know, it's fun, but it also dominates our lives in a lot of different ways. And I think if we're talking about work in particular, so let's maybe, you know, Rabalang, you've are an entrepreneur, but you've also worked in other roles where you've worked for people, where you understand what it's like to have to be in a role where you've got to behave.
Yes.
You know,
look, I have
rules.
To discipline my staff. So yes.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, so you're in a position where you know now what it felt like. You know, so. We want to do something a little bit more fun.
Yes. We want to find where the line is, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so social media and entrepreneurship, or just social media and the working world.
Okay.
Right. So do's and don'ts. We'll pose a question and you just need to answer yay or nay. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to elaborate on it, we ain't going to stop you.
Okay, sure.
Befriending your boss on your personal social media page, yay or nay?
Yay, because I don't believe anything is personal anymore. It's out there.
I agree. Know me.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what you signed up for. Also, I suggest you look at my personal social media page before you hire me, because things ain't going to change.
And yeah, I'm all about that. The more you know about someone sooner, quicker, the more alignment there is. And being rejected by someone doesn't mean there's anything bad. It means that you need to align with somebody else, and it saves everybody more time. This is it? And it's like online dating. There's a match for everyone. There's a match for the people that are crazy and want to do funny things. There's a match that are people looking for serious things. And there's a supply and a demand for it all. So you don't have to hide who you are. And I just don't believe in anything personal anymore. For as long as it's been in a WhatsApp conversation or your so-called personal profile, it might as well have been on a billboard.
Absolutely. Communicating after hours on WhatsApp? Yay. Or nay?
Only in emergencies?
I agree. I think to the large extent it's nay. Please do not contact me about work on a personal space.
Sure.
We've had the conversation a lot between each other. It's easy. There's lines that need to be drawn.
I literally like told Sadna, I was like, if I wake up in the morning and I have 900 WhatsApps from you, I'm going to kill you because that gives me anxiety.
We use Slack for internal office comms, and that's where I'll put the bulk of work correspondence. Mm-hmm. And if only someone is unresponsive or not available, then do I say, please check your Slack. And I don't actually want to bombard everything on the WhatsApp. The Slack is the one that you can control the times for. And when you're at your desk, I want you to attend to this. And I'll only reach out on the WhatsApp when it's an emergency, or for whatever reason you're unresponsive on Slack. Otherwise, I will try not to do it, because it's actually also not great for work productivity, because then you've got conversations in a million places. For me, Slack, all the conversations with this client are on this channel. They're not stuck in someone else's WhatsApp group or whatever else's, and everyone can now access it. Everyone knows what conversations were asked. There's less repeating of questions, and it's just more productive. WhatsApp isn't actually that productive when you look at it that way.
We lose so much gold on WhatsApp. It's crazy, because we talk about such valuable things, and Laura actually introduced us to Slack. That is the app, right? That you guys run your business or something.
Exactly.
No, I do. Otherwise, I'll go absolutely mad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you'd lose stuff. Yeah. Important conversations you had on WhatsApp will be very hard to find.
We talk so much rubbish.
So much rubbish. And you're like, where's the link that was important?
Exactly.
Yeah, scroll, 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 scroll. Liking really old pictures of your clients.
No, 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 no.
Don't do that,
Let's
y'all.
Let's be as invisible as possible when we stalk.
Let's all agree not to do that if it's past like 2 months.
It's too long.
2 days. Even don't scroll back on anyone's timeline and start liking things. It looks weird.
Yeah.
It's unprofessional. Don't do it.
Kind of creepy.
Very creepy.
Commenting on colleagues' personal content.
And posts and stuff on social media.
Yeah. So you put something out there and I have a big opinion about it.
For me, it depends on the quality of the personal relationship. If we don't have a personal relationship, I probably wouldn't engage. And if I do engage, it'll only be positive and contributive. It wouldn't be as a surveillance or negative.
I think that's so dope because I was watching some reality TV earlier and cyberbullying is becoming so real. It's actually a topic we really need to address.
Sure.
That if you have nothing nice to say
nothing.
Just stay out of it.
Yeah.
It's like old school advice from your parents, man.
It's old school advice, but apparently like cyberbullying is so real right now.
Yeah.
And it also comes back to that whole negativity and self-doubt that you're trying to enforce in me when I'm trying to believe in myself.
Yeah. I mean, Monica Lewinsky's talk or TEDx talk on that was pretty incredible, and how, cyberbullying has escalated so much.
Really?
She talks a lot around back then when that affair broke. It was the first time, a lot of the social media platforms had reached critical mass and people were consuming news outside of TV and radio, and why then it was so overwhelming for her to experience, because it reverberated in the social media world and online world so much louder than previous scandals had reverberated.
Shame. She was like the guinea pig.
Shame. Yeah, exactly. She learned the hard way.
She learned. And, now she's done a whole lot of studies on kids who have killed themselves based on these kind of cyberbullying things and just how hectic it's gotten.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We really need to get deeper into that whole cyberbullying thing because it's not okay. Okay.
Mm.
This next one's not so much as a question, if it's for yay or nay, but selfies.
Yay.
Yay.
Though I don't do a lot, but I don't see the harm, so yes.
But it's about loving yourself. Like, you need to love yourself. And there's no, to take away the stigma from taking a selfie. I've actually had it a few times where people would catch me in a selfie moment and be like, are you taking your picture? I'm like, yeah, I fucking look good today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling myself, man.
Makeup, light, everything's right. And there's no harm in loving yourself just a little bit.
Yes.
Why are we doing this right now? If it's for you, girl, you take all the selfies in the world.
Yes.
You know?
Interesting. So I guess in my head, I actually don't take selfies by myself. I just realized. I always take selfies when I've met someone cool and I want to remember them and I want to talk about them. That's will be the focus of most of my stuff, talking about ideas or interesting people. And I want to treasure it in that way.
And then the final one is sexy pictures.
No.
No.
Oh, I'm looking so good in this bikini. Gonna take a picture in this mirror of my butt.
No, not for me.
Don't do it. I think there's a fine line in where people respect you and find you beautiful to showing everything else.
Yeah.
I know people always say, like, leave stuff up to the imagination. But there's also that thing when you know that you're beautiful and you want to use that as a power tool. But we need to get more into that. That's a huge thing.
It's a big conversation that I don't see that it adds value for me, because I don't know that it gets me respect with the people I want respect from.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been so enlightening. I've had so much fun.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You had fun.
You're an interesting bunch. And I really look forward to listening to the other podcasts, because now I'm very curious.
About the troublemakers.
Yo, we're causing trouble. I'm not going to play.
If y'all have any questions for Rapalung, please hit us up in the DMs, or you can email us at hello@ifisforfemalepodcast.com.
Boom.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.